Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting eighth, the catcher, Danny Breeden. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Milt Pappas. For the Montreal Expos, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Boots Day. Batting second, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Mac Jones. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh, the catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Stoneman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Stoneman. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Day throws the ball into Wine, who tags Beckert trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day takes first base on ball four. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Day. The throw from Breeden and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Callison reaches second base with a double. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is walked intentionally. Danny Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Fairley reaches second base with a double. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fairley moves to third. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day, who is chasing the ball. Beckert reaches third base with a triple. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman bunts towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckert covering, for the out. Wine moves to second. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Day hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wine moves to third. Day moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Callison takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Santo strikes out. One out. Danny Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pappas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 3, Expos, 3. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Breeden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 0-for-0 in the game. Stoneman hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-2 in the game. Pepitone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Day hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Day for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to second. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jones hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, Expos. Bill Bonham now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Callison is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 3. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman is hit by the pitch. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wine bunts towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckert covering, for the out. Bateman moves to second. One out. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stoneman strikes out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Day hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Callison throws the ball into Kessinger, who tags Day trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bateman scores. It's 7-3, Expos. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 2 in the game. Breeden strikes out. One out. Brock Davis pinch hits for Bill Bonham. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 3. The Expos will come to bat. Earl Stevenson now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive towards the mound. Stevenson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Staub moves to third. Ron Swoboda pinch hits for Mac Jones. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda strikes out. The throw from Breeden, and they've got Staub trapped. He's out in the rundown, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Swoboda now playing left field. Coco LeBoy now playing third base. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. LeBoy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 3 in the game. Pepitone hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Tompkins now pitching. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Breeden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bateman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 0 for 2 in the game. Stoneman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hickman strikes out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 3 in the game. Breeden takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks pinch hits for Ron Tompkins. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.